WRIG Schofield Wausau, and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
The Evergreens in the top of the first inning. Center fielder, number 6, Kate Severston.
Ready for baseball. Welcome back to Fox Sports. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens to get our game started, and Cade Sievertson will lead off against Cole Osnes. We'll set the Wausau West defense in just a moment. Warriors home team wear their gold tops, royal blue numbers and letters, and white pinstripe pants. First pitch, Osnes to Sievertson is strike one. Outfield left to right, that's Nate Wallert in left. Mitch Zaronis in center, and Wes Schneider is in right field. 0-1 pitch coming from Osnes, who's kind of a slow worker. That's down, well, below the knees, but judged. Strike two. The West infield, Connor Healy's at third. Jake Bailey, the shortstop. Ty Bailey, the second baseman. Luke Hammond is at first. Pitch here is hit on the ground to the left side. Shortstop deep in the hole. Long throw. He's safe. Infield hit to start off the game for Cade Sievertson. Trevor Clotty catches for the Warriors. Cole Osnes pitches. They could not possibly be judging that as an error. That's not scored correctly. On our Fox Sports scorecard, which is official, Cade Sievertson has himself a hit. Owen Latondras to hit. Throw was in the dirt and was dug out cleanly by the first baseman. No error to be assessed there on the West shortstop, Jake Bailey. Owen Latondras takes strike. Latondras had one of the four Evergreens hits in their winning effort on Tuesday. Owen Latondras is hitting 315. See if between innings they get that corrected and post that as a hit instead of an error. Runners going. Pitches outside for a ball. Throw down to second is wide of the bag. Stolen base for Cade Sievertson, and the Evergreens have an early man in scoring position. Brady Sendelbach awaits on deck. Cade Sievertson is looking down at third base coach Dave Langman. Will he be asked to sacrifice here? Put that lead runner over on third base. Beg your pardon, that's Sievertson who's at second. Owen Latondras batting. And is waiting on a 1-1 pitch. Latondras wanted time. It was not granted, and the pitch is called a strike at the letters. Latondras now steps out here. It's 1-2. Yeah, Latondras had his hand off the bat, asking for time not granted, as Osnes, the West pitcher, was already coming home. Now he asks for time, and it is given. Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money. We finance fun mortgage and construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. Waiting on a 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Latondras with another. Osnes, the Wausau West pitcher, is a slow worker to begin with, and more so with that runner on base. Osnes is a sophomore. And Wausau West, one of the reasons they've struggled this year is they graduated their best pitching, all things being equal. I'm not sure Osnes is a legitimate varsity starting pitcher. Tapped off the plate, fair ball, up the third base line, long throw, safe. Another infield hit. Osnes, the pitcher, had to come off the mound to try and field that. He could not get to it in time. The Evergreens have runners on the corners.
Number 11, Brady Sendelbach.
That was going to be a productive at-bat regardless because the lead runner was going to cross over to third. Here comes Brady Sendelbach for the Evergreens. Sendelbach's average has been going up towards the later parts of the season. He's now risen that to 340 and had two RBI, swing and a miss, in the Tuesday game. Knocked in two of the four runs for the Evergreens. Leads the team with 19 runs batted in. And an RBI spot here. There's still nobody out with runners at the corners. Oh, one pitch coming. It's up high. One ball and one strike. A walk loads him up for Jackson Miles, who waits on deck. Jackson Miles' family grabs the at-bats from our audio and podcasts them and shares them with family members. They'll wonder, why is the guy's voice different today? Off-speed pitch called for a strike. Evergreens fake the runner moving at first. The runner retreats to first base. Evergreens love the double steal here. One ball and two strikes. And Brady Sendelbach steps out, checks his sign, as do the base runners. 1-2 pitch popped up in foul ground, coming towards us. Out of play over the Everest dugout. We are right between home and first base. Warm afternoon, it's a little windy, and what wind we have is blowing in. West plays the infield back, so contact from Sendelbach would get the Evergreens a run in, would score that runner from third. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, no contact, and there's a strikeout for the first out of the inning. Jackson Miles will take his turn.
Number one, Jackson Miles.
Miles is fast, unlikely to double him up. Again, Wausau West will play back at double play depth, shortstop and second base. Third baseman is in a step to try and cut down the runner at home. First pitch, righty to righty. Jackson Miles, off-speed pitch, runners going. Wausau West will not throw down. Owen Latondras moves from first to second. West does not throw down, wanting to keep that runner at third base. The pitch was called a strike on Jackson Miles. Hunter Gipp on deck for the Evergreens. Looking to bunt the runner in. Wow, the Evergreens are going to try and squeeze that runner in from third. They had a squeeze that got them a run 2 weeks ago. Instead, Jackson Miles fouls that off. 0-2. Jackson Miles will get to swing away now. Runners at second and third. A hit brings in two. Checked his swing and laid off a breaking ball down low. He did not go. One ball and two strikes. Wausau West is the last place team in the Valley, so the Evergreens would love to jump out on top of what they believe is an inferior opponent. 1-2 pitch now. Off-speed pitch. Hit on a line to left field. It's down. One run. Two-run score. A Jackson Miles. Two RBI double. Delivers with two strikes, as he has all season. Evergreens 2, Warriors nothing. And the Evergreens will play from in front on this Thursday afternoon.
Batting the designated hitter, number 28, Hunter Gipp.
Jackson Miles may get some more RBI opportunities as he hits in the number 4 spot towards the later part of the year. That's runs batted in 5 and 6 for Jackson Miles. 2-0 Evergreens. Here's Hunter Gipp. Throw over to first. Jackson Miles dives back safely. Gipp's a right-handed bat for the Evergreens. Hit on the ground to third. Go to second for one. He's safe there. Oh, my goodness. They called him out. Jackson Miles was safe. They're going to rule that the force out was made at second. Jackson, that wasn't even close at second base. Jackson Miles was in there safely.
Brings up the left fielder, number 7.
Instead, they get a most generous force out. Two outs in the inning. Hunter Gipp reaches on a fielder's choice. And here's Ty Treader. Jackson Miles stood there at second base like he couldn't believe that he was out. Two down with a man on first, and the pitch to Ty Treader is up high for a ball. Treader is hitting 250. A complete game winning pitcher in the game Tuesday. 4-1 victory for the Evergreens. Waiting on the 1-0 pitch to Treader. Cutter drops in, one ball and one strike. Inning continued. Nolan Hoppe will hit for the Evergreens. 1-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen, one ball and two strikes. The field here at Wausau West is in good condition. Heavy rain, you would not know it. We've dried out completely. It's a humid afternoon. 74 at first pitch. Partly cloudy skies. Windy, wind blowing in. One ball, two strikes. Osnes one pitch away from getting out of this inning. It is high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Hunter Gipp, no speed to speak of at first base. He's not moving here. Probably takes two hits to bring Hunter Gipp all the way around. The Evergreens are already playing with a 2-0 lead. Pitch here is hit on the ground to short. Going to throw across the diamond. Got him. Jake Bailey to Luke Honan to retire Ty Treader. The Evergreens benefit from three hits, two of them infield hits. Jackson Miles hits two, and the Evergreens lead 2-0. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes, commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Evergreens 2, Warriors nothing as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Trevor Samuelson will start for Everest. He's completing his warm-up pitches. Here's the defense behind him. That's Ty Treader in left field, Cade Sievertson in center, and Nolan Hoppe today starts in right. The Everest infield, Owen Latondras will start at third. Wyatt Miles is at short. Jackson Miles is the second baseman and Brady Sendelbox at first. Brandon Jellick, who's wearing number 10 instead of number 3 today, as the Evergreens wear their green jerseys, he will catch. Trevor Samuelson. I'm on Team Trevor today. I'd like to see something good happen for Trevor Samuelson. Completing his warm-up tosses, and he starts with a 2-0 lead. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're with us for Thursday afternoon in high school baseball. Jake Bailey to lead off.
Jake Bailey.
Wausau West just simply didn't hit enough to win on Tuesday. Had just three hits. Two singles and a double that brought in a run. First pitch from Trevor Samuelson. Down low. Ball to Jake Bailey. Samuelson, left-hander, senior year just kind of shaped by injuries, a nagging injury from the football season. High strike, one ball and strike. Baseball's brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy & Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tulusti, Kennedy & Dirks. Samuelson overthrows and is way up high there, two balls and one strike. Again, Trevor just has to be within himself today, and he could easily be the winning pitcher. Already staked to a 2-0 lead. Pitch here, inside corner, two balls and two strikes. Again, Trevor Samuelson, as he's just been getting the rust off in some of his earlier starts, has been pitching from behind for most of the batters he's faced. He's battled back to 2-2 here. Leg kick, just missed the inside corner. Count goes full against Jake Bailey. Samuelson's got his sign and will work quickly. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Trevor Samuelson battles back, and Jake Bailey is a strikeout victim. Here's Mitch Zaronis.
Brings up the center fielder number one, Mitch Zaronis.
Zaronis had two of the three Warriors hits back on Tuesday over at Simon Field. We're at Wausau West today. Zaronis hits with one out and no one on. He was thinking about bunting. Pulls the bat back. It is called strike one. It was weird. Zaronis pulled the bat back and still took a step over the plate like he was running towards first base from the right-handed batter's box. Pitch there is up high, 1-1. With no one on base, Samuelson works quickly. Gets the ball, goes right back to the rubber, and is ready to go. Ready to throw a 1-1 pitch to Zaronis here. Popped up. Foul territory. There's room for this. Jelic, catcher, calling and catching. Mitch Zaronis has fouled out. Two down. Here's Trevor Clotty.
Number 19, Trevor Clotty.
Clotty had the RBI hit for Wausau West on Tuesday, their best hit ball of the afternoon. Clotty in that game was 1-for-3. The uniform combinations look a little strange today. First pitch to Clotty's a strike. The yellowish gold of Wausau West and the forest green of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Evergreens wear their white pants, even though this is a road game. Pitch is a little inside to Clotty, one ball and one strike. Evergreens with three hits in the first inning, two of them infield hits. Got two runs on Jackson Miles, RBI hit. Bounce to the pitcher's mound, off his glove. Samuelson picks it up, throws, got him anyway. Trevor Samuelson would have been charged for an error there. He stayed with it, took two steps towards that ball on the third base side and still hustled it over to first base. A three-up, three-down inning for senior Trevor Samuelson. Evergreens lead 2-0. We'll go to the second in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for years. It's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices. And with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Got a sports package or a moonroof? Watch as they bump up your car's value in real time. What about high mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings you in your wallet so you can strategize for your next move. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes. Then just bring in your car into a local certified dealer and they'll check your car with you together. After that, you can cash out or trade in for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Wausau West. Nolan Hoppe will lead off for the Evergreens in the second inning, and I'm waiting to call a Nolan Hoppe hit. Between innings, that's some problems with the PA. So for a while, there's no music. Then suddenly the music comes on, and Nolan Hoppe is bouncing around in the on-deck circle. Takes a pitch outside from Cole Osnes, ball one, as we start the top half of the second inning. Evergreens three hits and two runs in their first and looking for more on the bat here. Hoppe checked his swing, called strike one. So two breaking balls from Cole Osnes to Nolan Hoppe. One ball, one strike. Osnes, leg kick, coming home. That's down low, bounced off the plate. 2-1. Evergreens earlier in the season saw enough from Nolan Hoppe in batting practice. And in the cage, they gave him a couple of starts against Eau Claire North. Hoppy's playing time a little limited since then. Good eye here, lays off the pitch up high. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. Nolan Hoppy's going to have the green light. Let's see if we can get a pitch to drive here. Osnes coming home. Down low, ball four. Hoppe leads off the inning with a walk. That was close. Again, at 3-1, you can let one go by that you don't like and then take your chances with the next one. Brandon Jelic for the season, 4 of 27, was DH'd for on Tuesday, gets to hit for himself today. The Evergreens use the designated hitter for Trevor Samuelson. The pitcher does not hit in today's game for the Evergreens. Pitches outside for Jelic, ball one. Jelic did not have the bat off his shoulder like he was not asked to sacrifice here. Again, no sacrifice on either. Jelic takes a strike, 1-1. Evergreens off on Friday, scheduled for a triangular on Saturday. We'll talk a little about that because the weather's a mystery. First, the 1-1 pitch to Jelic. Now he squares to bunt, he pops it up, and it's caught by the catcher, Trevor Clotty. Runner retreats to first base. Clotty made the catch in fair ground. So not able to get the bunt down. Here comes Wyatt Miles. Wyatt did not play in the Tuesday varsity game. Wyatt Miles back at shortstop, where in limited plate appearances, he has 2 hits in 6 plate attempts. He also has a walk. 1 out, man on first. First pitch to Wyatt Miles, who hits 9th in the Everett's batting order, is up high for a ball. Cade Sievertson, again, officially scored an error here. Now, we're scoring it a hit from Cade Sievertson's first at-bat. There's no error to be assessed. Sievertson waits on deck. Perhaps another RBI opportunity if Wyatt Miles can move that runner over. Curve breaks in on Wyatt. It's a ball and a strike. Turned out to be a beautiful day for baseball. You wouldn't have thought that this morning. Wyatt Miles, short lead at first base for the runner. Lays off. Runner going delayed steal. Going to retreat back to first base. Going to get in safely. Nolan Hoppe was 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Got a throw down to second and then scampered back to first base ahead of the count. The count is 2-1 to Wyatt Miles. Again, Wyatt's got to move that runner over from first base. Pitch is breaking ball low. Wyatt Miles did well to lay off that one. Started like it was going to be at the strike at the knees and then bended out of the zone. Wyatt Miles ahead 3-1. Osnes set, coming home. Off the fist, slow roller to short. Play to second, got one. They will not be able to turn two. Wyatt Miles reaches on a fielder's choice. Shortstop Jake Bailey to second baseman Ty Bailey to erase the lead runner and to get a second out.
Number 6.
Cade Sievertson to hit.
Sieverston.
So here we are late towards the season. Cade Sievertson's average still above 400. Arrived here hitting 412 and went up with an infield single to start the game. Down low, pops off the catcher's glove. There's the runner into scoring position on a pass ball. Wyatt Miles advances. Right off the glove of Trevor Clotty. Nothing fancy about that. Pitch was judged a ball. Sure should have been handled by the West catcher. RBI spot for Cade Sievertson with 2 outs and a man on second. Coming home, hit off the third base side, just foul. 1-1. Owen Latondras, who also reached on an infield hit, will bat if the inning continues. Again, Cade Sievertson's been the most potent bat in the Everest lineup from the start of the season to this very day. 1-1 pitch. Again, hit on the ground. This one's to third. Tricky bounce. That is bouncing into foul ground. That's a break for Wausau West. Well, I don't know. It's a break both ways. The third baseman, Connor Healy, would not have thrown out Cade Sievertson, but the Everest base runner, Wyatt Miles, was about to run towards third base. That would have been a base running mistake. Instead, it's a foul ball, so we get to do it again at 1-2. Osnes to Sievertson, and that's a well-hit ball to right center field, over the right fielder's head to the wall. Extra bases. Sievertson, best batter on the team, tries to stretch it from second to third. Here's the throw, safe. Gets away from the third baseman on a throwing error. 1 run, 2 runs in for the Evergreens. A triple and an error. An RBI and scores himself on the 3-bagger and a throwing error. The Evergreens take a 4-0 lead. And the inning continues.
Brings up third baseman.
And for Wausau West, just the bad vibes continue for this Wausau West team. That was the cutoff man, the second baseman, who threw wildly trying to get the run at third. Owen Latondras to now bat. First pitch to Latondras is a strike. Evergreens with 2 in the first, 2 more in the second, and now lead 4-0. Hit on the ground to third, right through the third baseman's legs and into the outfield. That's another error. And the inning continues. Not sure why that fourth Evergreens run is not up the scoreboard here at Wausau West. There will indeed be an error assessed there to Connor Healy. Brady Sendelbach will hit. Brady was announced as Brody Sendelbach, and some of the Everest players are having a joke about that. Sendelbach's first ball swinging popped up to center field. Zaronis moves over, calls for it, and catches, and the inning comes to an end. A two-out triple from Cade Severson scores on the error that follows, and the Evergreens extend their lead. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Our new score, D.C. Everest 4, Wausau West nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Wausau West, as Dr. Feelgood plays in the background. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens have methodically built a 4-0 lead. And Trevor Samuelson has yet to allow a hit as we play the bottom of the second. Now, this message: there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC. Brought to you by Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotives, and this Midwest Communication Station. Luke Hammond to lead off. Hammond bats in the cleanup spot for Wausau West. Trevor Samuelson with a 1-2-3 first, ready to operate in the second. Pitches inside for ball one. Close. Just love to see Trevor Samuelson late in his senior year have some success for the Evergreens. Pitches inside, two balls, no strike. I should give you a caveat on that. Success while pitching. Trevor Samuelson's been a solid batter for the Evergreens, has played a good outfield when he's not been pitching. Taking all the way here, that's inside, three balls and no strikes. So Samuelson's first three to Hammond are all out of the strike zone, and two of the three were kind of close. Leg kick coming home, and that's up high, a four-pitch walk. Luke Hammond becomes Wausau West's first base runner.
Brings up the designated hitter, number 32, Preston McMahon.
Preston McMahon to hit here. He's a bat that we did not see in the first game between the Evergreens and Warriors. McMahon is hitting for the right fielder. So Wes Schneider, who did bat in Tuesday's game, is being DH'd for today. Man on first, leg kick coming home is up high. So the Evergreens are guessing that the runner is not going if they're going to let Trevor Samuelson work from the full windup. So the first five of the inning are out of the strike zone. Samuelson checks that runner. Coming home here, almost hit him down low. Samuelson's probably just one or two more out of the strike zone from getting a visit to the mound. Everest bench is just to our right, so you hear the coaching just from our Fox Sports microphones nearby. Two balls, no strikes. Samuelson to McMahon. There you go, inside corner, 2-1. So Trevor's found the groove. In fact, Trevor's pretty good at hitting his spots. So made the adjustment there, found the inside corner. Runner at first base is just not going anywhere in this 4-0 lead. Hammond stays close. And the pitch is down low. Hammond's way off the bag. Throw back down. He's safe. Hammond retreats to first base. Took two or three steps like he thought maybe that was going to be a wild pitch. Was down in the dirt. 3-1. Hammond's tall but not particularly fast, so no speed to speak of on the bases. And Preston McMahon, the batter, at the last moment stepped out and got a sign from his third base coach. Now we're set at 3-1. The runner is not going, and that is, well, I guess just a little bit high. That was a little bit below the letters, but judged ball four. Two walks, and there are runners at first and second with nobody out. And Everest coach Dave Langman will make a visit to the mound. Now, this message was brought to you today by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's west side. Stop in at Baseman's for all your footwear needs, a great selection of Timberland, Lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing of Wausau, a trusted name for 80 years. The entire Everest infield comes in and huddles up. And that conference breaks up quickly. Probably a very simple message, throw strikes.
Brings up the pitcher, number 13, Cole Osnes.
Cole Osnes, right-handed batter, is a small strike zone. Osnes is probably 5'9 or 5'10. First and second for Wausau West, and the first pitch to Osnes is a strike. So the coaching staff will figure the visit to the mound got Trevor Samuelson right over the plate. No problem. If only it worked like that all the time. I'll tell you about the Saturday baseball triangular at Simon Field in just a moment. Off-speed pitch is in, strike two. So Trevor Samuelson's looking to get his groove back here in the bottom of the second, and he's ahead two balls and no strikes. Evergreens have the force at any base with runners at first and second. Coming home here, and that's inside. Good stop by Jillick. The Evergreens do not play tomorrow, and the Evergreens on Saturday have Escanaba, Michigan, and the Anago Red Robins coming over. First game is at 10:30 Saturday morning at Simon Field. First pitch here, line drive, left field line. That's a fair ball. It's going to get Wausau West a run. Bobbled out there by Ty Treader. Treader will throw the ball in. The run is going to score regardless. A two-out hit for Cole Osnes, and one of the walked batters comes around to score. It's 4-1. The Evergreens still do not have an out here in the second inning. So here's Ty Bailey. Because the hit was down the third baseline instead of the first baseline, the lead runner had to hold at second. So still runners at first and second, and the score is now 4-1. Here's Ty Bailey. So Samuelson got to two strikes but could not get an out. Overthrows with his fastball. That's up high. Yeah, on Saturday, three games will be played at Simon Field. Escanaba versus D.C. Everest at 10:30. Then Escanaba will play Antigo so that our guests, the Eskimos, can get home early. They'll get the first two games. That pitch is fouled back, one ball and one strike. And then the Evergreens and Red Robins will play. That'll be a rematch from earlier in the year where Antigo came back from six runs down and beat the Evergreens 11-10 on a sleety, rainy, just miserable day. Waiting on Samuelson's 1-1 pitch coming home. Hit on the ground to short. To second, there's one. On to first, double play. Ball is loose. Nope, did not complete the double play, and the run comes all the way around to score. Bobbled at first base. Double play not completed. Too bad. The Evergreens were able to dig that out. Evergreens would have had two outs. Instead, they have only one. Evergreens get the 6-4 force. Ty Bailey, since you can't assume the double play there, Ty Bailey reaches on a fielder's choice. But Preston McMahon came all the way around from second, and that's on a throwing error. Jackson Miles gets assessed the error, and it's 4-2. Nate Wallert now to hit. Only one out. Man at first base. Ball's popped up, foul ground, and out of play. So, yes, the scoring there, a fielder's choice at first base. But E4 to allow the runner to come around and score from third. The throw to first base was down low. Popped up again, foul ground, over the screen, and out of play. While the throw on the turn from Jackson Miles was low, the Evergreens bench were frustrated, thinking that Brady Sendelbach at first base should have been able to dig that out. Here it's no balls and two strikes. Evergreens have let Wausau West back into this game. Two walks, both of the walked batters come around to score. Doesn't it always seem to be like that in high school baseball? Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Nate Wallard has struck out. There's out number two. Connor Healy is the number nine batter in the West batting order. And to get out of this inning, number nine is just who the Evergreens want to see. Evergreens led 4-0. West trying to claw back in it. It's 4-2 now as we play the bottom of the second. Two outs, man on first, strike one to Healy. And to give Trevor Samuelson a little more of an advantage, Healy is a left-handed batter, so it's lefty to lefty here. Samuelson checks that runner, coming home. Strike two, outside corner. The pitch that the left-hander is not going to be able to do anything with. Baseball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Pitch here is down low, batter does not offer. A ball and two strikes. Two outs and a man on first. With two runs in, only one of which is earned. 1-2 pitch as Samuelson looks to end this right here. Off-speed pitch bounces away from the catcher, and the catcher cannot locate it, and two bases advance on a wild pitch. You know what? The batter acted as if the ball hit him. It did not. Brandon Jellick, very slow to locate the ball, a two-base wild pitch, moves the runner up from first all the way to third. Two balls, two strikes. Samuelson's got to be a bulldog here, got to battle back and get out of this thing. Leave that runner stranded at third base. Coming home there, strike three, ring him up and sit him down. Trevor Samuelson gives up two runs but leaves a man stranded at third. To complete our new score, D.C. Everest 4, Wausau West 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Top of the third inning is on. The Evergreens have let Wausau West back into this game. The Evergreens lead takes a haircut, and it's 4-2 now as the Evergreens have Jackson Miles to lead off against Cole Osnes, and that's ball one. I'm Chris Conley, and what you don't like is that was kind of a lackadaisical bottom of the second inning for the Evergreens in the field. Got a wild pitch where the catcher's very slow in locating the ball. Got a makeable play at first base that could have been a double play. Instead, it's an error. Run comes around to score. That is called leaving the door open. Miles takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Pitch here is on the ground to short. Shortstop plays a tricky hop. Got it. Throws over to first base. Jake Bailey has retired Jackson Miles for the first out.
Brings up number 28, designated hitter, Hunter Gipp.
Hunter Gipp to bat for the Evergreens. Hunter Gipp reached on a fielder's choice first time. Got the force runner at second base when Hunter was there. He lays off a breaking ball. That's ball one. Hunter Gipp, big bat for the Evergreens. Takes outside, two balls and no strikes. So Cole Osnes now has to hang up some zeros. And Osnes' team got him two runs back. Can't afford to fall further behind here if you're the Wausau West Warriors. Hitters count here at 2-0. To Hunter Gipp outside, three balls and no strikes. Hunter Gipp hitting 250 at the start of today's game. And the 3-0 pitch, he's taking all the way and takes strike one. So Cole Osnes tries to battle back, the Wausau West pitcher. Big leg kick, righty to righty, hit on the ground to short, shortstop backhand side. Big throw is in the dirt and gets by the first baseman. And Hunter Gipp is going to take second base, belly flopping into second base. That's an error. A good throw would have gotten Hunter Gipp. For Wausau West, that's going to be their fourth error of the afternoon. We will wait to make sure it's posted that way. Shortstop Jake Bailey threw wildly to first base.
Brings up the left fielder.
Could not score that as a hit and an error. It's got to be an error to get Hunter Gipp over to second regardless. Wausau West has committed their third error of the ballgame. Third error on Wausau West. And here's Ty Treader. Treader's a left-handed bat, takes a strike. Grounded out to end the two-run first inning his first time up. Nolan Hoppe on deck. Down low, bounces away from the catcher, not far enough for the runner to advance. Ty Treader for the season, 9 of 36, that's a .250 batting average. Exactly the same as Hunter Gipp, who hits before him in the Everest order. Treader's waiting on a 1-1 pitch, one out and a man on second, an outside corner, strike two. So Treader's got to hope for some kind of contact here. See if at the very least he can move that runner up 90 feet. He's down in the count 1-2. Fly ball, foul ground down the left field line. Left fielder is going to make the catch. Nate Wallert has retired Ty Treader in foul territory. Two outs now for Nolan Hoppe to try and pick up that runner from second base. Evergreens do not opt for a courtesy runner for Hunter Gipp. Hunter is not fast. I think even Hunter would say that. Nolan Hoppe worked out a walk his first time up, takes a strike here. So Cole Osnes looking to battle down and batten down here. Trailing 4-0, his team's gotten him back to 4-2, and now he's looking to keep the Evergreens off the board for their first frame this game. Pitches inside. No, Hoppe took a step back, but it's called a strike on the inside corner. Nolan Hoppe is down in the count 0-2. Osnes comes set. Runner at second, two outs. That bounces in the dirt. Runner's going to try and move up to third. He's safe. That ball bounced in front of the catcher. It's a wild pitch. One more wild pitch or pass ball would get the Evergreens a run. Two outs and now a man on third. Back at the plate, it's one ball and two strikes. To Nolan Hoppe, who takes down low. We've seen that low strike called sometimes. That was too low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Again, Hoppe looking for a little two-out action here, and that ball is hit on a line to right field. Right fielder going back and making the catch is Wes Snyder. Well hit from Nolan Hoppe, but right at the West right fielder to bring the inning to an end. The Evergreens do not score and leave a runner on third base. An error does not hurt the Warriors. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. DC Everest 4, Wausau West 2 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. It is so nice to be doing a game at Wausau West where the weather is not going to be a problem. Wausau West has no press box, so we do the game from outdoors. We're right next to the Everest dugout on the first base side. I'm Chris Conley. Jake Bailey, number one in the West order, will lead off the third against Trevor Samuelson. Strike one. And it just seems like year after year when we come here, it's overcast, it's raining, it drizzles for a little while and then stops. Not this year. Pitches up high to Jake Bailey, one ball and one strike. Trevor Samuelson walked the first two batters that he faced in the second. They both came around to score. So what's the lesson? Could still have that shutout intact without those walks. Pitches inside. Samuelson falls behind. Two balls and one strike. 4-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss. Bailey tried to hold up, went way too far. Pitch that I think would have been called a strike regardless. Samuelson's got three strikeouts. He's gotten to two strikes here against Jake Bailey. Coming home, inside, it hit him. Hit batsman. And Jake Bailey will walk down to first base. Again, Trevor Samuelson got to two strikes. Mitch Zaronis comes up. Yeah, there's something about this game today. Just feels like in some ways the Evergreens are sleepwalking through this game. Pitch to Zaronis. You know what? Zaronis bent down, and that looked like it should have been a high strike. Instead, it's ball one. Zaronis is not a big kid to begin with. Zaronis is a dangerous bat. Two hits on Tuesday. Throw it to first. Got the runner picked off. Runner's in the rundown now. To second, ball is dropped, and the runner is going to retreat to first base. Again, a sleepwalking, lackadaisical kind of afternoon. Runner was caught in a rundown, and a dropped ball by the Evergreen shortstop covering second allows him to retreat to first base on what should have been an out. Instead, Zaronis's at-bat continues. And the runner is still there at first base. Ouch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's way up high. Two balls and no strikes. You know, Wausau West is just not a good team this year. They just don't have a lot of personnel to compete in the tougher Division I Valley Conference. They are 4-11. Strike at the knees. Two balls and one strike. But the Evergreens are not good enough to win a game just by showing up. You don't win just by getting off the bus. So the Evergreens got to tighten things up in the middle and later innings. Here it's two balls and one strike. Samuelson looks the runner back, throws, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Zaronis took a step back to the dugout like he thought that was strike three. Zaronis instead turns around and goes back into the batter's box, where the count is indeed 2-2. Leg kick coming home. Popped up, foul ground, out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods, working hard to provide fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Playing the bottom of the third inning in a 4-2 game, Trees over Warriors, 2-2 pitch, runners going, hit and runs on, it's foul back. So that shows some confidence in Mitch Zaronis' ability to make contact. Big, big jump at first base for Jake Bailey, too. Bailey's going to have that base stolen. Instead, we will do two balls and two strikes all over again. Trevor Samuelson comes set. Time is granted, just as Samuelson was about to deliver. See, now what's up with that? Samuelson was set and had started to raise his leg when time was granted back in the first inning. Owen Latondras asked for time, was not granted, and had a strike called on him. Here we go at two balls and two strikes. Coming home, did he check his swing? He went too far. Got to get that play to first base. Got him. They're going to judge that Mitch Zaronis went too far. That is a strikeout. Zaronis is out. Runner advances to second base. Again, the throw down was not necessary, although Brandon Jelic did it anyway. Of course, we'll worry about the Evergreens. You don't want to throw wild. Zaronis strikes out. Jake Bailey gets credit for a stolen base to move down to second. Trevor Clotty will hit. And Clotty, number three in the West order, represents the tying run in this game, and the first pitch is up high. Again, when I see Trevor Samuelson overthrow and leave those up high, he's reaching back for something extra. And Trevor Samuelson's stuff is more than lively enough that he doesn't have to do that. 1-0 pitch popped up on the infield. It's in foul territory. It is drifting and out of play. Ball and a strike. You know, the trends that you don't like about this year's Everest team, the Evergreens many times this year have gotten leads and have had other teams come back on them. And this game just kind of fits that profile. Runners going, pitches up high, throw down to third is wild and into the outfield. It's a stolen base and the run is going to come home on a catcher's throwing error. A stolen base for Jake Bailey, and then a wild throw from catcher Brandon Jelic allows him to come home. And it's 4-3. Boy, both of these teams have made a lot of mistakes in this game. Sloppy, sloppy baseball. 2-1 pitch to Clotty, who fouls that one back. It's two balls and two strikes. I mean, two teams that have not had a lot of success. It was the Evergreens who were expected to be better than their record is. The Evergreens arrive here 6-11. Wausau West kind of knew that they were going to struggle. Wausau West graduating their pitching from a season ago. Both of these teams were tied for second place a year ago. And they are in fifth and seventh, respectively, this season. 2-2 pitch, Samuelson to Clotty, ground ball to short. Miles can't get it. All the way to his left, long, long run for the shortstop, and it gets under his glove and goes harmlessly into left field. For Clotty, that's a seeing eye hit. And the Evergreens coach, Dave Langman, will come out and talk with his pitcher, Trevor Samuelson, as now the tying run is on first base. And Wausau West opts for a courtesy runner. I don't think the Evergreens are making a pitching change here. I think we're just talking defense. Kian Garski, who started in the infield before, Garski will courtesy run. And the Evergreens are indeed making a pitching change. Trevor Samuelson's day has just come to an end, and the Evergreens opt for Tommy Alston to come on in relief. Alston will take over for Trevor Samuelson. So Trevor Samuelson pitches 2 1/3 innings. Only allowed 2 hits. The walks in the second inning were damaging, and the hit batter from this inning has already come around to score. So all 3 of the runs, one way or another, on for free passes. Want to look around now and see if Trevor Samuelson is staying in the game and is going to be out in right field or not. Have that sorted out in just a moment. As Tommy Alston is taking his warm-up pitches, he'll have to face the cleanup hitter in the West lineup, Luke Hammond. So Hammond will bat once Tommy Alston completes his warm-up throws. Evergreen's wearing their green jerseys with the silhouetted numbers, which means it's just difficult to see some of the players in the outfield.
First baseman, number 14.
I believe that that is still Nolan Hoppe, who is out in right field for the Evergreens, which means Trevor Samuelson has left the ballgame. Luke Hammond to hit with a man on first. One out, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. This is a game the Evergreens led 4-0 at one point. Throw over to first. Runner is back. Again, that's the courtesy runner, Garski. Courtesy running for Trevor Clotty. Yeah, Walsall West with only 2 hits. 2 walks, a hit batter. Pitch here is just low. 2 balls, no strikes. Beg your pardon, first pitch home. 1 ball and no strikes. Scoreboard operator puts the balls and strikes up on the scoreboard lickety-split here at Wausau West. 1-0 pitch, at the knees, strike one. That's where Tommy Alston wants to be. Keep that fastball down low. You get a lot of ground ball outs. Alston takes a long time with a runner at first base. Right-handed pitcher here coming home, hit on the ground to the shortstop. Steps on the bag, there's one. Back to first, dug out, double play, and the inning is over. Wyatt Miles flipped to Jackson Miles. It is a 6-4-3 double play with a good pick by Brady Sendelbach. Walsall West gets a run. They leave the tying run on base, and the Evergreens still have the lead, although just barely. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Our new score, it's Walsall West trailing D.C. Everest 4-3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.